Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, we're talking with our city officials here today, Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and City Commissioner and Mayor Wynn Butler. We've got a City Commission meeting at 7 o'clock tonight. Let's go ahead and jump into the agenda now here in segment number two and take a look at some of the items. We have a public hearing that will kind of start things off first, and that is in regards to BevHub and I believe the tax abatements, is that right?
It is. So this is an update. BevHub, of course, started a new facility and expanded an existing facility out at our airport business park. Commission had previously approved an estimate for their issuing industrial revenue bonds along with a tax abatement on the expansion facility. BevHub is looking at creating 37 jobs over the next few years, and they've done very well, but that they originally estimated the cost of their expansion to be about $900,000, and that it was actually more like $1.6 million. So they're asking to modify the IRB bond issue that was approved previously to allow for that tax abatement and additional revenue bonds to be issued where the city facilitates those bonds. We don't have any obligation to pay any of those bonds in IRBs, but it does provide for that tax abatement on the expansion only. The existing facility will still be on the tax rolls.
Okay. I don't think this maybe catches anybody by too much surprise with the increase in inflation and building costs, and maybe that's partially why here.
Yeah, definitely.
And so that'll be discussed tonight, and I guess no action on that. This is just a hearing.
This is the first, this public hearing and first reading of an ordinance. So it takes an ordinance to amend the previous action by the commission, and basically you're just amending that amount.
Okay. We'll see what is the will of the commission here tonight on that, and then we get into the general agenda, and that has to do with the Boys and Girls Club appeal regarding the Historic Resources Board demolition denial for 212 South 5th Street. This is known as the Wurst Home, W-U-R-S-T. And this is a complicated matter. I remember listening into this a few weeks ago, and even Nick, our reporter covering it, this was a challenge for him. There's a lot of moving parts to this.
There are. It's a very unusual request. You have an applicant that applied for to purchase the property. The Boys and Girls Club are wanting to purchase the property from an existing owner, a property that's adjacent to their property, and then they'd like to demolish the home and make space for additional programming and outdoor space for the Boys and Girls Club. The structure and the facility is in a historic district, and as such, it has some protections of such, whether it's specifically not indicated that it's not a contributing home in that district, but it is still part of the overall historic district that exists in the area, and there are some historic properties near there, even though we don't have environs laws anymore in the state of Kansas. But it's the original request went to our Historic Resources Board, who denied the application, and so the applicant is appealing to the City Commission. And the Commission has some pretty narrow standards that they have to look at in reviewing this case. The Commission tabled this item at the last meeting and made a request for some additional information. One was a request for our City Code Division to be able to access the property and inspect it. The owner denied that request and has not granted it, so our code division has not been able to get in and explore the site. The other was the applicant provided a more itemized breakdown of some of the costs associated with that they'd have to demolish and or renovate the facility, and they feel that that would not be an investment to upgrade the facility, so they're seeking the commission's concurrence to override the Historic Resources Board and grant them permission to tear down the structure, to buy and purchase the structure. Obviously, their offer to purchase is contingent on that being approved for that use. And so that's really the debate. Again, it's the commission standard of review are different than the Historic Resources Board. Basically, you have to determine that there's no feasible or prudent alternative to that demolition, and that the proposed demolition project has included all possible planning to minimize harm to property, adjacent areas in the historic district as a result of such use. So it is a difficult issue for the commission to consider, and certainly unusual, and is this. We've had some demos for historic properties that have stood, but those characteristics were even different than this one. This was the kind of the first one we've had in a historic district where we've had an appeal based on a denial from the Historic Resources Board. So,
the challenge here, Wynn, for you guys, you're more, you have to kind of leave some of your political leanings out of this and decide something. And I'm not explaining this very well, but you're more like a judicial.
Yeah, it's a quasi judicial action, and essentially, you know, there's only the main criteria is it prudent and economic. And that's the one I'm struggling with. That's why, you know, I wanted more information. That's why we tabled it. Would have been nice if code could have gone in there. Now, the applicant did send us more information. It's in the packet where they went in and reviewed the cost to bring the property up to standard. And that went up. It's substantially higher than it was in the first reading. And so that's one of the troubling aspects. And then the other thing is, of course, you know, what about property rights? You know, the people that actually own the property want to sell it. There's a seller and a buyer. And yet we have a board that tells them no. And so there's a property rights issue here, but that, of course, can't be part of the consideration on how the city votes. And I've gotten lots of emails on it, you know, since the first reading. A number of people have sent me, information on it and have their opinion on which way to go, and we'll see what happens this evening.
Yeah, it's certainly interesting. And I know there was a lot of debate on it the last meeting, I think up to an hour or so. I think some of the commissioners just trying to understand the legalities there from Katie Jackson, trying to explain it. I know the Boys and Girls Club is interested in the property, but that can't factor into your decision. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. It's got to be based on, is it economic? Is it prudent? Does it hurt the historic district, basically? And of course, one of the key things is the building itself is not on the historic register. Hmm. And so, you know, and then again, the tricky part, too, is, you know, what does prudent and economic mean? You know, like you might feel it's economic to invest $300,000 in the property. I might not feel that way. So there's going to be a gray area there on how you define that. And it may wind up in the district court anyway.
Yeah, it can be appealed to after there. The commission rules, their action is reviewed by SHPBO. State of Kansas Historic Preservation Office, and then those decisions can be further appealed to the district court.
All right.
And either side may do that. So
right.
It may wind up in district court no matter what we do.
All right. Well, it'll be certainly interesting, and, tune into that one tonight and see what the commission decides, 7 o'clock. We will come back more in focus in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.